In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. We come shortly to the sacrament of Holy Baptism. And in the sacrament of Holy Baptism, using one language or another, the Church has taught throughout most of all its history, there being exceptions. Of course, there are opinions and shades of meaning, and we'll leave that where it is. But that the sacrament of baptism is the forgiveness of sins and new birth, adoption into the family of God, being grafted into the grace and life of Jesus Christ. Something changes, an identity is changed when that water is applied and that holy oil given. Identity, who you believe you are, who I believe I am, is probably the most foundational question that a human being can ask. Who am I and why am I here? Right? You know, you do the studies of philosophers and they're trying to answer that question all the time. Who am I? Why am I here? Why am I here? Why do I exist at all? This is the question that's being wrestled with also in our readings today. Look at this one who has enough goods that he needs to tear down his barns and build bigger ones, missing the point entirely of who he is. He's a child of God. He's a servant of the Almighty, and yet he thinks his existence is wrapped up in building bigger barns. The reason that he builds bigger barns to cushion his existence, to cushion his life, is because at the core, that's where he believes his value comes from. That's where he believes his identity is based. And where you believe your identity is anchored will color and steer everything you do. Say it again. Where you believe your identity is based and anchored will steer and color everything you do. One of the gifts of the monastic life, and those who have spent any long time in retreat and silence, will discover that things bubble up out of your heart that you don't want to encounter. I'm convinced, as one of my favorite science fiction characters says, that he's convinced that human beings, if their mouths stop working, their brains start. We make so much noise because we want to be distracted from what's inside. And when we are silent, that which is truly the motivation of my heart will start to make itself known. Am I going to be honest about who I believe I am? Am I going to be honest about my motivations? Am I honest even with myself about my identity? It matters. The people of Israel got their identity all wrong. The Lord has some harsh things to say through the prophet we heard today. They won't act like my children. They're mine. I've loved them. I've loved Israel since they were an infant. I carried them in my arms, but they refused. They kept running after others. They did not see their identity wrapped up in the God of their salvation. They saw it there, but they wished they had another identity that they could chase after because they liked it better. Who knows? My identity, the man standing in front of you right now, my core identity is not priest. It can't be. That was given to me, you know, once I grew up and heard God's call and the bishop agreed, for better or for worse. And once we get to heaven, you guys won't need sacraments, so you won't need me. Priest will not be my eternal identity. My eternal identity is known in my relationship with God as a person. Your eternal identity is known in your eternal relationship with God. Not with anything that happens in this world, not with the various things that you're called to. One of my favorite sort of antagonists in life used to come to the office and get, he sat on one of the diocesan committees or something, and he would come back fuming from these meetings, talking about all the people who were adamant about my ministry. He says, it's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. It's God's ministry. He's letting you tag along. We get all knotted up that things don't go our way because we like to be in control. We like to have our identity. We like to have this false identity expressed. And we like to make sure everybody knows it and goes along with it because that bolsters us. But that's not really who we are. Before you were ever born, before your parents ever thought of, before your parents were ever born, God knew who you would be. There was an intention in God to create you, the unique you. And then at some point in the story, you were by your parents, and God co-created and brought into this world and given a name and an identity. And yet that name and identity still holds itself separated from God by sin and selfishness. And I would rather determine who I am rather than let God determine who I am. And so we resist. God's intention for you was pure and holy and loving in all eternity before you were born. And then we come and we are given identity, and sometimes it's broken and sometimes it's wrong, and always it's selfish and resists God. And that being our identity, we continue in sin, we continue to resist, we continue to hurt one another because of the identity that we believe we have. Remember, who you really believe you are will color and shade everything you do. But glory to God, we are told in the book of the Revelation that when we come to the day of resurrection, that God will give each one of us a new name, a complete name, an identity which is pure and holy in Him, purified from anything that we had failed in, purified from all false ideas and our unfaith, and restored to that identity that He intended us to have at the beginning. If that's my goal, if that's where my destiny leads by faith, if that's my true identity for eternity is that which God gives. If I really believe that, that's going to color and affect every decision I make and everything I do. If that's who I am. What does St. Paul say at the beginning of our reading today? So then, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. That's who you are. You are born of this earth, died in the death and burial of the Lord Jesus, and given the destiny of eternity. Will you make your decisions and your actions and your opinions and your speech based on that identity or a false identity that you have made for yourself? We've all been given the true identity in Christ in the gift of baptism. That is who you are. That is who I am. And yet we resist. We hang on to the identity of the one who wants to build bigger barns. We hang on to the identity of the one who doesn't want to be faithful to the God who redeemed us, but wants to run after other gods who will excite us. Other gods who will by our own invention pet our egos and dismiss our failings as that's not really as bad as everybody says it is, and we follow the gods that let us be who we want rather than the God who made us who we are. If you are raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. Your opinion of your identity, which is faith, makes all the difference. I'm going to give Daniel a new identity today. It's a joyful thing. It's a joyful thing. think on this, that you have been given new identity, not an identity you can make. You know, we have in America this idea of the self-made man, right? That's our, you know, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, that whole thing. You know, the self-made man's a product of poor workmanship. Let God make you. Let God give you the identity because he knows what he's doing. And that's who you are, child of God, made in his image, destined for glory. Amen.
Amen.